And if you want to know how the Republican presidential race is shaping up, last night's debate laid it out pretty clearly. After months of playing nice, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz really went after each other. Meanwhile, the candidates in the race from the establishment wing of the GOP were battling it out for the chance to take on the frontrunners. NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro was up very late watching all of this, and he joins us on the line. Hey, Domenico.
Good morning.
So 2 weeks from the Iowa caucuses, we're finally getting there. Smaller number of candidates on the stage. Did this Trump Cruz kind of going after each other really start to change the dynamic here?
You bet. And particularly, you know, you note the Donald Trump Ted Cruz dynamic. You know, the two of them coming into this debate before the last couple of weeks have had something of an alliance where, you know, they were kind of reticent to really attack each other because they're kind of going after the same voters. Not last night. They went after each other. Cruz was under attack from Trump because of his eligibility to be president because he was born in Canada, which Trump decided to push again last night. And then Cruz hit back at Donald Trump saying that he had New York values. And Trump really kind of ran into a professional debater when you think about Ted Cruz. He's he was a college champion debater at Princeton and really was able to kind of lure Trump in. And I'm not sure Trump has actually seen that kind of skill from a debater. But it really does mark a new phase in this campaign where we're getting very close to votes. There's desperation time kind of setting in. And the two of them definitely dominated last night for the attention that they got. And, you know, after the debate, Trump was asked if the bromance was over between the two of them. And he said, I guess the bromance is over.
I guess it's over.
Right.
Well, on the other side, could you say the same sort of thing about the dynamic? You have people like Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio. Are they sort of going after the same more establishment votes, and is the pressure sort of growing on them to duke it out and one of them sort of emerge?
I mean, the pressure on them is almost bigger because, you know, you've got them all sort of positioning to be the person who could go up against Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or both. The problem is they're all splitting up the vote amongst each other. So they really needed last night to try and, you know, make people, mainstream Republicans, especially in New Hampshire, look at them, one of them, and say, okay, that's my guy. And it was really notable to see that it was Chris Christie and Marco Rubio who got into it most last night. It really tells you about the dynamic of the establishment race. And, you know, Rubio questioned Christie's conservative credentials as governor of New Jersey. Christie rattled off some of his accomplishments and said Rubio was only attacking him because he knew he was a threat. Who you didn't hear from in that back and forth, Jeb Bush, with all that money, with that super PAC, you know, he still was trying to go after Donald Trump, and John Kasich was really off to the side. So really interesting that you're starting to see a Rubio-Christie thing develop, while Rubio was sort of in the middle of trying to get into the Cruz-Trump piece of it so that he didn't make it look like it was just a Cruz-Trump race.
We just have a few seconds left. And any policy differences really stand out last night, or was it just sort of style points?
No, I mean, there were a lot of things that came up issue-wise. I mean, because, everything from China tariffs to foreign policy, immigration, the NSA, military spending, there were a lot of issues that wound up getting talked about. But foreign policy, they don't disagree.
We'll have to stop there, sadly, Domenico. We're out of time. Domenico Montanaro is NPR's political editor. Thanks a lot.
Sure.